Yo, it's No Jumper. This is the John Ross and Weege interview. What the fuck is up, boys?
What's up?
This bitch.
Gang is in this bitch. How you guys doing? All right, so the first question. First question is, what is on your Christmas list this year?
A pound of weed.
A pound of weed. That's way too much.
No, it's not.
Some pieces?
Pieces. All right, so more details. What kind?
Raph.
Uh-huh.
Rick. Margiela. Supreme Palace.
Uh-huh.
Good pieces.
So is that like literally on your Christmas list? Like that's actually what you asked your parents for? Or is that what you asked like your girls for or your friends for?
I don't really have a Christmas list. I just let my parents buy what they got by me.
Yeah, like that's weird for me to imagine because I don't think I've gotten anything for Christmas in like 10 years. Like the Christmas list thing still works. Is there actually like, okay, do you actually unveil presents under the tree?
Like, yeah, I usually open them before. Like,
okay.
I can't really wait for it.
Really?
But, yeah.
That would never have flown in my house as a kid.
Sometimes, like, I at least leave a few, but.
But yeah. You don't have, like, a real strict, like, early morning, like, present opening ritual or anything?
No, I always get up, but nobody else is up.
Really? So. What time do you get up?
I get up at 9 on Christmas.
Yeah? Dude, what time do you normally get up?
12, 1.
Weege, what time do you get up? What's your sleeping schedule like? Tell me.
Like, I go to sleep.
Point that
like,
at your face a little bit more.
I go to sleep at like 4 and wake up at like 12.
Uh huh. So you guys are you guys both not in school right now?
No,
no school.
Why? What happened? You got kicked out of school?
No, winter break.
Winter break. Oh, okay. But you guys are still in school.
Yeah.
And you think you might be the only people in your school that have ever appeared on a podcast?
Probably.
Podcast gang.
Can you guys say what schools you go to, or is that weird?
I can't say because I'm not trying to shout them out.
Really? You don't fuck with your school?
Well, nah. I'm going to a new school soon, so.
What kind of school? Or what's the change?
I'm in, like, a private school right now Valley,
uh-huh.
Which is kind of just, like, I don't know. I can't really do my thing, so I'm going to.
What, it's too strict or what?
It just doesn't, like, leave room to do shit. Like, I can't travel when I want. I can't, like, miss days. So I just, like, stop getting, nearly missing credits and shit.
Right.
So I'm going to the school that's, like, it's kind of like homeschooling, but at a school.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I could pass, but I could, like, travel when I want. No school on Friday. Build your own schedule.
Okay.
It's lit.
And have you always been in private school or what?
Yeah, I've been in the same school since I was in kindergarten.
Oh, really? And you're finally over it?
Well, I've been over it, like, kind of an outcast.
Uh-huh.
Kind of a loser.
All your friends are rooting for you over here.
I'm just too wicked for school, bro.
Can you give me a brief introduction to everybody who's here and tell me, like, roughly who they are, what they do, just so I know?
You get them, too. I'll get them.
All right, so this is Jalen.
You can put the camera on if you want, I guess, right?
Hit your light skin face, bro.
That's Oscar.
Oscar's the white guy.
Yeah.
And then over here we got D.
That's D, guardian angel, fashion killer, real killer, everything in between. Little Lucas in the cut. Wicked sinner. That's my boy.
Okay.
And that's Jack. Okay. I just met him today.
All right. not a rousing endorsement.
He's cool.
You have to make up your mind about Jack. Yeah, I feel you. Me too, actually. Totally. Yeah. I don't know what to think of him quite yet. Weed, what's your Christmas present opening ritual like at home? And do your family celebrate Christmas or do you celebrate like a weird Asian holiday?
Nah, I celebrate Christmas.
Point that thing in your mouth.
But no, I just wake up and the present's just there. So I just open it up.
And you just open it up. Like, what time in the morning do you think that this usually happens?
Shit. At least, like, 6.
Okay. At least 6.
Yeah.
Okay. This is very, very interesting. I think I'm going to focus on John for a little bit here. Is that all right with you?
Yeah.
Weed is a fucking stoner. That's like one thing I said is I'm not gonna fucking let you smoke weed on camera. I don't care if you're underage. Wait, am I allowed to say that you smoke weed?
Yes.
Is he gonna get kicked out of school or something? Your parents gonna be mad?
No, just his name is Young Weed. That's the only
Young.
That's
Weed.
What you put his name as.
Oh, well, you could theoretically get away with saying that this is all just an act anyway, and that it's you're playing a character and everything's fake.
Yeah, it's just Young Weed. Young Weed.
So what area are you from?
Me?
Yeah,
I'm from.
They all laugh their asses off. I guess this is funny.
She was just tweaking. Tweaking like a Puerto Rican. I'm from Hollywood, Hollywood Hills.
Okay.
Born and raised.
Uh-huh. And what are your parents like? Tell me about your upbringing.
My parents, my dad owns a record label.
So were you always surrounded by good music growing up?
Yeah, I was. Like, I just was always into music. And so, but yeah, I was always into music, like Dilla and Farside.
And he was turning you on to stuff like early on. What what kind of music you listen to these days? Who are your favorite artists?
Chief Keef.
Chief Keef, duh, yeah.
Young Weej, Playboi Carti.
Playboi Carti.
And like, I like old shit. Like, I like Chief Keef a lot.
That's not that old.
That's all I listen to. Me and too. If I'm listening to something else, it's from like 90s.
I think that's perfectly acceptable though. Don't you think most people have one rapper that they just kind of like focus the majority of their attention on in terms of listening?
I don't even think Chief Keef's a rapper. Like, he's more like, he's like an artist, just like beautiful singing, like everything that goes into it. It's more than rap.
But it's weird when you think about Chief Keef, because the listening experience is that there's so much music that comes out that like some large percentage of it is kind of bad, and you kind of have to sort through it.
Yeah.
Like, you have to actually make that process yourself and figure out like what's dope.
Although, you have to really be into it, because his producers just drop half of his shit. Like, he doesn't even know what comes out.
Yeah, and like they put out a mixtape the other day, and it was fucking, it was like not authorized to come out or something, and it was horrible.
No, it was really fire though.
You liked it? I thought it sucked when I listened to it, but then I saw that Chief Keef like disavowed it, like said this is not, you know, it wasn't blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that producer is like, I don't think they get along anymore, but he's really sick. Like,
are you talking about DP?
No, it's 12 million.
Okay.
And he does like alien beats, like sick, like so sick. Like, it's just some weird shit, but I understand why Chief Keef doesn't like it, because he wants to like further his music, and these are old ass songs.
Right, and a lot of his beats are like made by himself these days. He's been making more and more of his own shit and going into his own lane.
Yeah, I fuck with it all though.
Me too. All right, so what were you, you know, it's weird because usually I want to talk to people about like what they were like growing up, but you guys are very much still in the process of growing up, so it kind of limits it. But I do want to know, like, all right, so this is the most obvious question that people always ask on Twitter. They always ask, how'd you meet Ian? Did everything begin with Ian, or was that just...
Nah, nothing. Like, honestly, I was like in the... I've been in the fashion, been in like the same... been in the same shit, but like Ian was... my friend Lucas introduced me to Ian like about a year and a half ago, 2 years.
Okay.
And like, he found me on Instagram, but I met him through Lucas. Uh-huh. And yeah, we just became friends.
And so this is Ian's kind of thing, is that he'll just find like kids that he believes in. He believes in their style and just kind of reach out to him.
It was that, but then like when I actually met him, it was like we were like genuine friends. Like,
uh-huh,
we just connected on shit, like on a deeper level. So I think it's more like, at first it was like that because he was just following me on Instagram, but when I met him, it's like we became actual friends.
Is Ian misunderstood?
I don't... Ian's Hollywood now.
Oh, really?
Ian's in what Hollywood. Way?
Does he not fuck with you anymore?
No, he fucks with me, okay, but he's Hollywood. He's just Hollywood.
And what, do you mean that in the literal sense that he's like hanging out with famous people all the time?
Well, or? Yeah, but like he wants to be misunderstood. Like,
uh-huh,
you know, Ian is, he'll always be an underdog.
Like, he's like a fascinating individual because he's like, he puts out so much of himself out there, and he almost puts out like contradictory things on purpose. And
nah, yeah, he's really a fucking weirdo.
What?
Like,
yeah.
Me and D know him better than anyone. We still can't understand. Like, he doesn't do regular human shit. Uh-huh. Like, it's weird.
What was your take when you saw him put this video online of Playboi Carti beating up Kerwin and Ass Pizza?
Well, I knew it was going to happen regardless.
Right, because for the people who don't know, so Ass Pizza puts out this video where he's basically saying like, yeah, Ian and I used to be friends, and then he stopped being friends with me, and he talks all this shit about me. So he basically challenged Ian Connor to a boxing match in an actual ring. This is like a real thing that he wanted to do, I guess. And then you don't hear anything about it for a week or something, and then all of a sudden Ian Connor posts a video that now has 22,000 retweets.
It's became like a world star shit. Like,
yeah.
Jack, who's not really into fashion, like found it on World
Star.
He knew
about it. Oh, it was on World Star? I haven't looked at it in a few days. Okay.
It's just pretty weird. And like DJ Academics, who's like this weird Chicago, like,
that dude is crazy,
puts
right?
Weird shit up. He's like, Ian Connor filmed Playboi Carti, like, it's pretty
he makes
funny.
Those fucking crazy videos with the photos, and he's just talking in this weird-ass voice over it.
He's the best news reporter.
I know, I kind of fuck with him. I emailed him the other day just to be like, hey, check out my podcast. And he didn't get back to me. Fuck that. I don't know. So do you know anything about the situation or like what's going on in that video? Because obviously everybody's very curious.
Yeah. Well, Ass Pizza, like, Ass Pizza just, Ian stopped fucking with Ass Pizza based off Ass Pizza just was acting funny. Like, that's just their personal thing. Like, it wasn't a, like, no type of way. That's just they personally falling out. Like, and Ass Pizza started doing all this weird shit, like, posting pictures of, like, just weird shit, like, scamming people and starting, like, fake brands and, like,
really?
Weird shit. And I met Ass Pizza before. Ass Pizza was saying a whole bunch of false shit.
About you, too?
Yeah.
Do you guys have issues as well?
Yeah, I mean, it started basically with me because I called him out on Twitter, like, a year ago because, or not a year ago, like, 6 months ago because of he was dropping all this shit and, like, using this fake brand, and kids were buying these t-shirts for like $500, not knowing what they were. Like, it just was like a fake design. Like, I don't want to speak on it too much, but
jeez.
it was whack. So I called him out, and then Ass Pizza just started talking shit to me, like texting me. I didn't even have his number. I don't know him like that, but and then that's when Ian was like, "Fuck Ass Pizza on Twitter. I'm gonna beat his ass." And then Ass Pizza's talking shit, and then
so why were they all in the same apartment? Do you know about all this?
That's my friend Gianni's apartment.
Oh, okay.
My friend Gianni Moore. So I think Gianni was trying to be like the middleman.
He was trying to bring them all together?
I think it just happened. Like, I don't know. But I want to make it clear that like everyone's like, Cardi's beating up little kids. But those kids are grown. Like, Kerwin is at least 25 years old.
Really?
Like, oh, okay. Cardi's only 19, straight up. Kerwin is grown-ass man.
Uh-huh.
Ass Pizza's like 17. But either way, Ass Pizza was calling for the hands on Twitter. So it's like,
a lot of the comments, and I'm not saying I agree, but a lot of the comments were kind of inferring that Ian's a bitch for not fighting and for having Cardi do it or whatever. Do you agree or disagree?
Ian's just, Ian fighting them. First of all, Ian's not a fighter. Ian's not.
Yeah,
Ian's
he doesn't need to be doing that.
Yeah, Ian, like, is just, that's just giving Ass Pizza clout. Like, this whole thing is just a publicity stunt for Ass Pizza.
You think?
Ass Pizza's just doing this for attention.
Oh, so you think do you think he's playing into it too much? Has he been, like, retweeting shit and, like, being too?
He, that's all he talks about on his Twitter.
Really?
Retweeting videos, but.
That's strange.
I'm over it. Ass Pizza, don't tweet me anymore.
Who would be, if you were in the same exact scenario, who would be your version of Cardi, like your dude that you would have fight on your behalf?
D.
Nice.
D, no doubt.
Well, that's also that for
you. Or Cardi.
Part of the time. Oh, so he would all,
you'd
also.
I mean, honestly, it was like, he was looking out for both of us, too.
Like, I like knowing that Cardi was down to get it in like that, you know? That means a lot to me that he looks out for Ian like that. I don't look down on him for that. That's cool.
He's
cool
from Atlanta.
To have a friend that you could just sick like a rabid dog on somebody, that's important, you know? You don't get to fight the superstar. You have to fight, you know, his dude. Like, you don't get to fight 50 Cent. You got to fight Lloyd Banks.
Yeah, that's a good. That's good.
I don't know if I want to call Cardi Lloyd Banks.
Nah, Cardi's also next up. Like,
he is, right? Yeah. So how did you meet him?
Through Ian. And, like, yeah. And then I just started going to his shows all the time, like, hanging out with him. He's really cool.
So you believe in him? He's, like, recently signed ASAP, right?
Yep.
What? What's that smile?
Nah,
you know something?
No, he signed ASAP. Like,
okay.
He has fire songs coming out. Like,
it's pretty crazy that he's gotten this big without a mixtape or anything. It's pretty wild.
He's, like, the leader of the SoundCloud rappers.
Yeah.
Wait. All these kids want to be SoundCloud rappers. That starts with Cardi, though.
So do you feel like that's, like, the dick riding wave right now is all these kids trying to... What's a SoundCloud rapper to you? Most rappers have a SoundCloud.
Yeah, but it's kids that just... SoundCloud rappers, like, fashion rapping, SoundCloud rapping. But, I mean, they're still good. Like, we listen to SoundCloud rappers.
Give me an example of a SoundCloud rapper that you fuck with.
I fuck with... We saw him on the block today. Made in Tokyo.
Oh, you saw him around here?
Skirt, skirt.
I hit him up to do the podcast. He didn't get back to me.
Yeah, we saw him on Fairfax today.
Pull your head out of your ass, buddy.
Yeah. he's a little, yeah, what did he say to you again?
I don't want to call him a SoundCloud. Weege made himself retarded before this podcast even started. I like it. No, but the thing made in Tokyo or whatever, is that how you're supposed to say it?
I don't know what it is. Something like that, but I fuck with his songs.
Me too. He can't be a SoundCloud rapper because he's too good at dancing. Like, his videos are all just him dancing on the train and shit.
Oh, I never saw those.
Oh, really? It's good.
Shout out to Lil Yachty from Atlanta too.
Yeah.
He's a SoundCloud rapper kind of, but he's like, he has his own style, which, like, a lot of these SoundCloud rappers just sound like Cardi.
Is your dad still interested in a lot of the rap that you listen to, or does he not get it?
No.
Where he just doesn't like it?
He doesn't even listen to rap like that.
Oh, he's over it?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you always been into rap, or were you into like a lot of other kind of music as well?
I've always been into like rock and rap. Like, always been into Nirvana and like heavier shit. And like, one thing me and Ian really bonded on is like these emo bands that we both
like.
Fucking Algernon, Catwalder, and American Football, and like,
oh, okay, I know American
some
Football.
Like, a lot of people don't know about it, but it's like emo. And I don't even like the term emo, but it's like cool alternative rock.
Yeah, it kind of defines like that certain period of time that that stuff was cracking.
Yeah.
You should join an emo band. You ever thought about it?
Yeah, I mean, one day we'll make an emo band. Young Weej.
If you guys think you're getting ass right now, imagine when you're in a band, an emo band. Weej, have you always been a rapper, or is this a new thing?
It's kind of new. Started to rap like a year ago.
I feel like I should have listened to you. You have music that's on the internet?
He's got 2 songs on SoundCloud and a mixtape coming.
Really? Okay.
I'm his manager, by the way.
Are you really? So he's your Cardi, I think.
Kind of.
Yeah. He's like under the wing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. Do you believe in his potential as a rapper? You think that this is like...
He's so fire. Like, he actually has bars. And he's from Korea.
Really?
Like, born. Like, he moved here a few years ago.
Oh, okay.
Like, English is completely a second language.
Really?
So, but he has bars. Like, he has bars. He has features on his mixtape. Like,
features from who?
Like, who? You speak. Like,
Cyrax, Lil Yachty, and, like, other people.
He has a lot of, like, a lot of people fuck with Young Weej.
Yeah. So did you feel like you weren't popping on the internet until the Ian Connor co-sign, or did you have some kind of clout before that? I like how you keep looking over at your friends like they're like, did I?
I don't remember. No, I mean, I always like cared about Instagram. Like,
okay.
I don't know if that sounds sus, but like,
no, it's natural.
I always like I still have the same like Instagram like style that I had last year. Like, mm-hmm. I was doing, but yeah, I mean, I got like 25,000 followers at least. I had like 6,000 or 7,000 followers. I like 35 now.
35? Okay.
But yeah, it's because of Ian.
What, when did you like actually identify that you were becoming interested in fashion?
Like, I've always been into fashion. Probably like I realized it like when I was like a few years ago. I'm 15 now, so like 12 or 13.
Uh-huh. And so what?
Started going to Fairfax and shit like that.
And so you were interested in like streetwear stuff early on?
Yeah.
Okay. And what brands in particular? Anything stand out?
When I first started getting into clothes?
Yeah.
Like anything, like basically like Supreme. I've always been into Supreme. I used to wear like when I first got into it, like Diamond probably.
Uh-huh.
Honestly, I know I'm putting myself out. Well, Diamond just sold out. But
sold out in what way?
Like, it's in every mall in America, and it's just, the designs aren't cool anymore, but, like, Diamond used to be cool, and, like, Peasant, oh, yeah, shout out Anwar.
Uh-huh.
Anwar Carrots, who directed Peasant Carrots.
Yeah, yeah.
With Casey Veggies.
Yeah.
He got me into fashion a lot, because he had a store, like, 2 blocks away from Fairfax.
Uh-huh.
I was, like, everybody else was into, like, Odd Future, but I really fucked with, like, it's with Casey Veggies and Anwar. They had a brand called Peas and Carrots and a store 2 blocks away from Fairfax.
Were you fucking with Odd Future as well?
I was never really, like, I have respect for it, but, like, it's not really my style or my, like, type of music that I like.
Do you think a brand could ever, like, maintain its integrity or relevance even with going the mall route like Diamond's done? Do you think there's a way to actually survive that, or?
Not like that. I mean, not like when you're putting in every mall, honestly.
Right.
Not in every mall.
Yeah. There's
like, you could sell out and still have cool designs, though, but people just don't do it because they need to have too much product, and then they just start throwing random shit on T-shirts.
Yeah. It's weird. Do you think Palace is going to have the lasting power that Supreme has? That's like a question somebody asked. Do you think that they're going to be a force?
I was tweeting about it because Palace has gotten to that level like where the triangle is like a box logo, like the P is like an S.
Mm-hmm.
So, like... Yeah, Palace, like, these next few months or year will be, like, see if they could keep up. I think they will.
Yeah, it's a challenge for them, too, because, I mean, obviously there's a lot of money that they could make, and they just have to, like, find that balance between, for any fashion label, that balance between making money and...
Yeah, like, I feel like they could do it. They're just like, I feel like they made too many pieces with the logo and such like that.
They've already kind of tipped over there, you think?
Yeah, but they're still not selling to malls. So I mean, Palace is cool. I think they'll probably keep having original designs. Like,
what did you think of the Supreme Reseller documentary that just came out on Complex that I know we both watched? Yeah. I'm assuming Weej probably did too. Even though he might be too stoned to fucking talk about it. Jesus Christ, Weej.
You see it, Eugene?
What?
Young Weej?
You see the documentary?
About what?
The Supreme Reseller documentary?
Oh, yeah, that was weird.
It was weird. That is true, yeah. So what do you think of it? You ever wait? You wait in line like that?
Hell no. I mean, I've been in line for Supreme, honestly. Mm-hmm. When I was younger, I was in line for Supreme.
What's the longest you ever waited?
No more than an hour, but...
Oh, okay.
Like, I didn't, no.
They make it seem so dramatic, like everybody's just staying
overnight.
It's like
they're selling fucking drugs, like bleeping faces. But that one guy, I was like crying because he was talking about feeding his family.
Oh, the one,
like,
yeah.
That shit was making me emotional.
And he started to be like, I don't want to do this. Like, if I could find another
If I could
career.
Work at Complex, I would, but I can't. So I'm in line every week.
Making it sound like he's so, like, he's got such a hard life having to wait outside of the store.
He's like, I got five kids. I'm broke as fuck.
Dude, that fucking documentary, though, I started, like, I've never bought anything Supreme my whole life. Never waited in the line for clothes. I started watching that. I started to think, this is kind of cool. Like, if you could wait in line and buy a $40 t-shirt and sell it for $400, that is...
Nah, they're over... Like, nah.
They exaggerate
it's not cool.
It, right?
First of all, that shit just turns me off from being in Supreme New York.
Right.
Like, I never... Like, those kids are just sus.
Uh-huh.
Those kids are just sus that talk about, yeah, my parents support me because I have a business. And they just made, like, $1,000 off selling Supreme. Like, I've probably... Like, Supreme is, like, every day... So it's like new pieces come in and out and you're just like pieces I don't want anymore. If I want another piece, it just keeps moving. So I've probably accumulated well over like $10,000 moving Supreme.
Really?
But it just goes back.
Because you'll just wear something for a while and then sell it?
Yeah. And like, I feel like, I don't know, if now I'm getting like free pieces.
Uh-huh. They hook you up.
Well, not even directly from Supreme. Like a second party just comes in.
Who would do this? Who's the second party?
a lot of kids just buy, like,
they buy
start
you stuff.
Buying me clothes.
You have fans like that.
I mean, yeah. Well, the main finesse is the Uber.
What, oh, so what, you just ask for the Uber on Twitter and they just do it?
Yeah.
You should have, like, an Amazon wish list as long as you're at it, because that's what, like, porn chicks always have.
Amazon?
Amazon wish list. So you make, like, a list of all the stuff that you want. With girls, it's always, like, jewelry and clothing and whatever, and then these fucking nerdy creeps who I'm assuming are probably kind of similar to the types of people who are interested in you, they fucking will buy the girl stuff and send it to them, and then these girls, you know, they don't do anything. Maybe they write them an email and say thank you, I guess.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is. But
you could be a real innovator if you bring the Amazon wish list to the streetwear scene.
I don't think I've ever wanted anything off Amazon, though.
Yeah, because they're not gonna have clothes that you want. You probably have to ask for, like, you know, kitchen cutlery and like a desk chair and like normal types of things. Some books, DVDs.
The Supreme packages have been coming in lately, so.
Jeez.
Thank you to the youth.
That's cool that they're messing with that. So tell me about when you and Ian started hanging out. Like, what was this relationship like that you started to like get more attention? Was he like intentionally shouting you out, or how did that work?
I mean, the first thing that like me and Ian did together was like I modeled for the Gianni Mora Ian Connor backpack.
Okay.
So, like, yeah, that's the first thing, like, Ian wanted me to do, and then I did that. But when I started hanging out with him, it was kind of just unintentional. Like, one time, it was the Supreme drop where I put the boxers over my jeans. He just thought that was, like, a good fashion whatever.
Uh-huh.
So he posted that, and he posted some other shit. But, like, yeah, I guess sometimes when we just, like, in the summer when we were spending a lot of time together, like, he would post stuff. But it's really, like, I think of him as a friend and, like, older brother.
Can you tell me about your brand, Assembly?
Assembly is, like, something I've been working on for, like, 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
And, like, making collections. Like, it went from T-shirts, and now I'm doing, like, jackets. I just dropped a lookbook for my new season earlier today. And, like, I'm pretty proud of how far I've progressed with it, because a lot of, like, I don't want to name drop, but one of my favorite designers called me today.
He was really?
Like, that's really nice. Like, you did a really good job.
Damn, I wish I looked at this now. I gotta see this lookbook.
I don't want to hype it up, but no, that was cool.
I'll link to it for sure in the description. How did you get Chris Brown wearing your stuff? What's this about? And I seen you firing back at anybody who was questioning you about it on Twitter.
His stylist just emailed me, and like, I don't know. I dropped off some pieces, not knowing if they were going to use it. It was for like Notion magazine.
Uh-huh.
And then they did. It was kind of a weird shoot, honestly. Like, he had paint on his face, and like, I don't know. I'm probably not going to do that again, like give pieces if like I can't style the exact outfit the way I want and stuff.
Well, this is your introduction to your art being corrupted by
fashion magazines. Chris Brown is cool.
Are you a fan?
I don't really listen to his music, but he seems pretty like a chill dude.
So do you just not understand when people are a chill dude? No, I think he seems like a nice dude. I don't think you should judge everybody for the worst thing that they ever did, you know?
Yeah, not like a lot of people were saying, oh, you have women abusers in your clothes. It's like,
whatever. You have no control over this. You just put it out. It's like, whatever.
There's a lot of fake feminists on Twitter, too.
Is that a pet peeve of yours?
Yeah.
Do they give you shit, and for what?
Not really, but I see it all the time. Because I don't really, like, Ian really talks shit. Like he doesn't hate women or anything, but he just says some foul shit sometimes.
Yeah.
And then he just catches hate for it.
What about, like, I noticed you have a fucking big-ass hickey on your neck. What's the girl situation these days?
No comment on that? I mean, yeah.
No comment.
You even got...
No comment.
What is your no comment for? What are you doing? You got the same hickey?
No.
It's the other side.
Girls, Yijin gets a lot of girls. Weej. Speak about your girl situation.
What?
All right. Would you have described yourself as getting a lot of attention from women before the Ian cosign? You were dry, like, before that?
It's just, I don't like talking to girls. Like, my friends be same. Texting girls all the time.
Uh-huh.
I'm just not really like that. Like, I don't like talking, like, if it's, like, unnatural. Like, I just talk, like, I don't know. I don't press it like that.
Right.
But, yeah.
But you have a lot of chicks hating you up these days?
Like, on Instagram and Twitter, but I don't really pay it any mind because it's just sus. Like, who slides in, like, if a girl slides in my DM talking some weird shit, like, I probably shouldn't. I don't even comment back.
If a girl slides in my DMs talking some weird shit, I'm going to give her the time of day. I'm going to at least check it out, see what she's working with.
I mean, I look at, like, my friend Kevin has, like, all these girls on Instagram. Like, look at this one. Like, I don't know how to search through my followers like that.
Uh-huh.
And also, like, I don't know. That's weird. I feel like all the girls I see on Instagram are, like, from different continents.
Right. That is annoying.
Yeah, so I have to do some traveling for it.
But sometimes I feel like every fucking girl on Instagram is from LA. Like, it kind of shocks me when I see a hot girl that's from fucking Nebraska.
Yeah, I mean,
they all migrate here, I think.
No, like, most of the cool girls I see on Instagram are Russian.
Okay,
like,
that's
I have
true,
a lot
yeah.
of Russian fangirls.
Yeah.
And then there's girls that are actually just cool that follow me from Russia, but yeah, it's like a Gosha effect or something. And France. I got international.
I feel why Russia has, like, really good taste in, like, music and style and stuff, and all the girls are fucking hot as hell.
Well, I have Russian blood, so
that explains it.
I like Russia, and Gosha is one of my favorite designers, so he's really putting on for Russia.
Can you explain what happened with Weej and getting kicked out of school for the hooker or whatever? Because I've heard the story, but I don't know exactly what happened.
You want me to explain it?
I just feel like you're going to do a better job than him, given his current state. Or you could tell me. You could tell me.
All right, so I took a picture with the girl's ass, and the girl was from Miami or something.
From Backpage, right?
No.
Oh, so that was a lie? Okay.
Yeah,
no, the Backpage isn't a lie. That's just a different situation.
Yeah, I know.
So you are hanging out on Backpage?
Not anymore. Yeah,
you're over. But okay, so you took a picture with your head leaned up against some girl's butt, right?
Yeah.
And then what happened from there? You got kicked out of school?
Like, 3 months after, like, someone found the picture from Instagram, and then they gave it to the principal, and she called the cops or whatever.
Whose Instagram was it on originally?
Mine. my friend Lil Phyllis, then mine. Yeah.
I think I saw it on Ian's Twitter or something at one point, right?
It was on Ian's Twitter, but really he just became a meme.
You like, did, yeah.
He didn't really get tagged in pictures or anything like that. Like,
right.
Every like it was just the Instagram meme account like posted it.
It was on like Fuck Jerry and stuff, wasn't it?
Yeah, and like oh, Fat Jewish, so all that shit.
Yeah, because I had... All right, so my interaction with that photo was I saw it probably on Ian's Twitter, and then I sent it to my group chat to make fun of my friend Rob, who's Asian, and I was just like, Rob, this is you. And that was it. And we thought it was funny. And then when Ian came to do the interview, he introduces me to him, and he's like, this is the dude from the photo. And I was just like, are you fucking serious? Because I had no idea that you were like a person that I might someday interact with or meet, or never mind interview. This is quite strange. But, okay, so going on. Somebody found it. They sent it to the principal.
Yeah.
So number one, stop snitching. That's fucked up.
Yeah. There's a lot of snitching that goes on around Yijun.
Yeah.
Because he's young. He's in middle school.
14, right?
Yeah.
He just turned 14.
And you're hanging out with all these older people who are doing crazy stuff, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who was the girl? That's what I want to know.
She was like, I don't know, Gianni fucked them. At a Glow Gang show.
They're from Miami.
At a Glow Gang show.
It just went from there. Bro, he's really good with girls.
Right. Are you?
Like, surprisingly good with girls.
I feel like you're saying that because you just want that to be true and you think...
No,
really?
Like, dead ass. Like, really. Like, really.
Really?
Like, he... Like, bro, he's way, like... Nah, he gets girls, bro.
Well, that's good to know. We need that kind of motivation for the kids out there. There's probably a lot of kids out there that look like you that are like, oh, I'm never going to get laid. And you're proving to them that that's not true. You could actually become a meme for putting your head on a girl's butt. Do you guys think it's weird that I'm interviewing you and you're so young? Because I think this is probably one of the strangest podcasts I've ever done just because of that one fact.
Nah, because we're advanced.
Yeah.
We're advanced in life.
Do you feel that way? Do you feel like you're more advanced than like most of the kids that you go to school with and shit like that?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, I feel like I did a lot of stuff that they didn't do before.
Like what? Yeah. Like weed on a podcast?
I mean, like, some other shit, but I didn't talk about it.
Like, honestly?
Like, lean.
Bro, I mean, there's
don't
no point.
Don't do lean when you're
there's
14.
No point of naming off the shit Yijun does, but, yeah, he's lived at least, like, three lives in his 14 years.
What about you? Do you fuck with this drug stuff or are you straight edge?
I'm not straight edge because I think straight edge is just, I don't know, like, I'm not straight edge for sure, but I don't fuck with drugs. I just don't fuck with it, like, genuinely, like, I don't have interest in it like that, like, just doesn't intrigue me.
Yeah, I would say, you know, especially just being so young, you got to be careful with your brain, man. You don't want to fucking spoil that.
Yeah, we're learning about that every day.
The older you get, the more you see people who just fucking... get fucked up and lose their lives. Hey, so is it hard to get Supreme in extra small? I was given this question by someone who told me that you have to buy Supreme in such small sizes that it's really hard to get it.
That's a stupid fucking question.
That's not real?
I don't... All right. Supreme doesn't even make extra small.
Okay.
So I don't wear extra small. Like, I wear medium.
Oh, okay. So it's not that bad.
Kids are just upset.
Is it easier to get mediums because people don't really wear small sizes as much?
It's just whatever. Like, I don't care if I'm wearing a small or medium. Like,
uh-huh.
Doesn't... If it's a jacket, I would like it to be small. But, like, shit. I wear medium.
Is that a fur coat?
Yeah.
What can you tell me about this?
Shout out to Sean from Round 2, Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
It's a store. He hooks me up with a lot like this. Polo
vintage
hoodie.
Huh?
It's like Japanese only release. Like, he hooks me up with this, and he just is a good dude. Like,
that's what's up.
Yeah.
Seriously, how'd you get that hickey? Who is this girl?
Nah.
Ain't no girl, bitch.
Ain't no girl.
Oh yeah, nah. Pause.
That's a huge pause. Have you ever been on a hoverboard? Either of you?
Yeah.
He's really good at it.
Are
I
you?
Can't do it.
You can't do it. You tried.
I eat shit every time I do it.
Really? I still haven't tried it.
I don't have any balance. He's amazing at it for some reason.
Are you really? You know any tricks or are you just kind of, you know, how to go fast?
No, I just ride it. Like, I could go fast, I guess.
Do you think that hoverboards are like taking over like the popularity of skateboarding?
I don't know. I don't fuck with
it. I don't think it has anything to do with skateboarding, yeah. But I don't think you should bring it out of the house.
Yeah.
Like, keep that shit in the house.
What do you think about this whole trend with people having sex on hoverboards?
That's lit.
That's a huge thing now. There was a whole article on Vice the other day.
Yeah, I saw, I don't know who was showing me that the other day, but if you could do it, I guess do it.
Yeah, why not? Have sex
on
there.
You could do that, Weege.
You could. You could become a meme for having sex on a hoverboard. If you had sex with someone on a hoverboard and there was a photo or video of it, guaranteed viral material.
Bro, there's so many ways for him to capitalize off of, like, everything, but, like we got to do shit in moderation.
He could make a clothing line that would be probably more successful than any other clothing lines of anyone that we know by just putting his face on the shirt.
Bro, honestly, big merch circle. Coming soon. Young Weege merch coming soon, but... Like, he could have just made a Vine after that thing blew up and just started, like, pressing it. But, like, it's cool for the people who know. Because, like, he's, like, that big meme guy. But he also, like, in those pictures, like, he's wearing, like, low-key, like good fashion and, like, has good taste about that shit. And, like, it's also, like, this underground thing with, like, Ian and, like, people fuck with him. And, like, he's in the new J-Stash video just with fucking Lean and fucking, like, bro.
So did you, when you,
if you know,
when you had this viral moment, did you didn't really do anything to like seize the moment or to take advantage of it in your opinion?
Nah, I just, I didn't really care. So.
Okay. Forget having sex on a hoverboard, naked on a hoverboard. That's probably enough to go viral.
There's also a lot of videos of Yijun just naked.
Really?
Yeah.
Just kind of your thing?
That's why he just tried to kind of downplay it because like. Parents were hitting people, like, just weird shit. Like, Yijun just...
I mean, it wasn't my fault, so...
Yeah, it wasn't... Like, at one point, like, people were just taking... Like, I don't know, bro.
So your parents saw the photo of you with your head on the girl's ass?
Yeah.
And what did they say?
They said, what the fuck?
like any good Asian family. What the fuck?
He comes from, like, a royal Korean family. Like, they're royalty in Korea.
So what is that? Like, this is royalty? Is he exaggerating?
Yeah, I'm not, like, I don't know what the fuck I'm saying.
What the fuck? I just want to know what your parents said when they saw you with your head on the girl's ass.
They just didn't say anything, and they just didn't say anything for the whole week. And then they were like, "Oh, what the fuck?" I low-key got grounded, but I'm still up.
Wait, but so they gave you a week-long silent treatment? I wish that my parents had dealt with problems like this when I was a kid.
Yijun gets grounded, but he bonds out.
Really?
He just dips.
So like, you're able to just leave and they can't really do anything about it?
I mean, yeah. Basically.
There's no stopping him, bro. Yeah.
He looks like an unstoppable character. Like anyone has stood in his way.
In any situation, like, he's going to win.
He looks like that, yeah. Would you compare him to DJ Khaled in any significant ways?
I think he's, like, motivational, but he's not, like, he doesn't, like, I feel like, DJ Khaled is sick, but he's kind of a tryhard. Like
he's kind of
this is so natural
it up.
For him.
Yeah, like the swag that's oozing out of his pores right now is not like with DJ Khaled. You kind of get the feeling that there might be somebody really smart telling him to make all these Snapchats, like somebody who kind of engineered all this for him. With Weege, I don't get that feeling. I get the feeling that he is going to be a celebrity, regardless of what we do, regardless of what we have to say about it.
Either way, he's Weege.
Oh my god, do you guys have curfews currently?
No,
your parents don't go that hard?
Well, like I basically don't have a curfew, but like if they're I don't know when they're mad at me, they just want me to come home at like 11 or 12. It's always late.
Yeah,
I feel like being a kid in LA is probably a lot different than being a kid where I grew up, but we don't necessarily have to go into
where'd you grow up?
Like 30 minutes outside Boston, Nashua, New Hampshire, basically like a place that's like 1,000 times less cool than LA.
That's still cool.
It's not that cool. What do you guys want to be when you grow up? A meme. Weege, weege. This is a meme. An even more popular meme.
Nah. Like, I don't know. I'm just rapping now, but I don't know what I really want to do. But, so, yeah, I didn't decide yet, so I don't know
what What about you? You got any ideas?
I feel like I already glowed up.
Yeah, you're already kind of like in the position that you want to be in. You just want to keep going farther
actually,
with it?
No, that's not true. I don't know what I'm going to be.
Uh-huh. But do you want to work in fashion or music?
I want to work with something creative because I also like music. I also like making films and just creative shit. So, like, I feel like it'll be something creative no matter what. I think is just the most, like, the coolest thing to do at that point.
Does Weege have an N-word pass?
I don't know. You gotta ask.
Do you use the N-word in your music?
He doesn't.
No?
No.
Is that because of your parents? Or do you use it in casual speaking to your friends or anything?
I mean, sometimes I guess. I don't know. Like when I'm faded and I'm like fucking stupid, I'll say it. But like if I'm normal, I just rather not say it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's not something to like think about. Like,
yeah.
I was just curious how if you did, because I had V Nasty on the show the other day and she's white and she was just adamantly defending the fact that she uses it all the time.
I think that's lame.
Yeah.
I don't know who V Nasty is, but
she's a rapper. She's different.
No hate. I just don't know who that is.
She's so hood that I feel like she kind of gets a pass from most people, even though I don't know. Complex was trying to create some hype over it.
Weege has his own beef that.
Who?
He might want to speak on.
Name it.
I mean, I'll name it, but if I do, I feel like I'm giving him
Yeah,
too
we're
much
giving
clout.
Him too much clout.
Yeah,
let's do it. Let's give this person some clout. Fuck him.
Young Crosby.
I don't think I know him.
Yeah, because he's a faggot.
Should I look him up?
No. Don't even look him up, bro. He's whack, but...
You're giving him too much clout right now.
All right. Well, that's something for people to get the fucking Googles on with. Jesus Christ. Have any of you ever tried out for a sports team?
I used to hoop when I was younger, but...
Shit.
But you had to try out for the team even at a really young age. I feel like when I played like basketball as like a 10-year-old, I didn't have to try out. What is this? You're laughing so hard.
He has some history in Korea that right, you so. Play...
I used to play ice hockey.
Ice hockey?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And what's so funny about this? The fact that you played ice hockey is a pretty normal sport.
Oh, no, they're just laughing.
There's a really funny picture. I'll send it to you so you can put it up.
Yeah, down.
Because now he used to be really good at ice hockey, and he did some other weird shit. Like honestly, he just became like...
What?
I just played.
You used to play football as well?
He used to be in the choir, I've heard.
Nah,
from rumors.
I was never in the choir, but I had to sing some shit for school, so I had to do it. But no, I mean, it was before the clout, so...
It was before the clout?
Yeah.
That's dope.
Before the clout, the mixtape.
Is that
all
the,
his singing from back
that,
in the day?
A singing mixtape would be dope of you in the choir. Yeah, I could totally get into that. I only got a couple more questions left here. Can we talk about the situation with Baby Scumbag and his arrest? And are you guys scared that something like this could happen to you?
I mean,
actually, yeah. Free him. Actually, I don't know about free him, but he looks cool in his mugshot, and I don't know, that story sounds kind of faulty.
Yeah, I really hope that he wasn't trying to... Well, but is that a big deal if you're a 15-year-old to fuck a 12-year-old in you guys' opinion? You're the exact same age as him, so...
Like, if I fuck an older girl, then, like, it's, I don't know, it's the same thing, I don't know.
No, it's not.
I 12 is a little young.
12 is the whole problem
well,
here.
Actually, bro... Actually, I don't know, but his name is, I don't know, I'm like, we don't know Baby Scumbag.
Oh, so
he might be a fucking
life?
Creep. He used to like skate at the barracks when I used to like hang out there when I was like really young.
Yeah.
And like, he would always like text me, But yeah, I never knew him like that.
Have you seen the videos of him hitting on girls on YouTube? They're really fucking funny.
Nah, but
and kind of creepy.
Yeah, I don't know. I just know he has like a huge fan base of like Hispanic little girls in like
skate kids
weird
in general,
like
too, yeah.
California communities. It's kind of sus.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure when I was 15 that I was not looking at 12-year-olds like they were eligible. But then again, maybe I just didn't know any hot 12-year-olds. He probably
Fuck
knows
12.
So many hot underage girls, being that he's a 15-year-old fucking with a million followers. I don't know.
He got the clout.
Also, we don't know. What if he didn't know how old she was? Which also seems totally possible.
I don't know. The story just sounds weird. But I don't know. The older dudes, like, I don't know. That shit's weird.
Probably pretty much everybody's seen this video of you dealing with the paparazzi on the street with you and Ian when he pulls the gun out and everything. What? Was that your first time dealing with paparazzi?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And that shit was awkward. Like,
it was awkward. There's no doubt about that.
It was just uncomfortable. Like, first of all, I don't know. That was uncomfortable.
Yeah. You felt weird about the whole thing? It's got like 100,000 views on YouTube.
Well, that
too.
Was like the first thing of me like on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And like, I wasn't really like prepared for it. So, but I don't know. It was funny. Like, a lot of people were talking shit in the comments, which is cool.
Yeah. Well, it's always good to get yourself out there, regardless of in what way, I think. Where did the crunk? You want to grab it? Yeah. Where did the crunk boy 713 Twitter name come from?
Honestly,
you were about 2 years old when crunk music became popular in America. By the way, I did the math.
Yeah. What's the story? My old Twitter name was like my name and some numbers, and I thought it was sus. So like, this was probably like 3 years ago, and I was just like really into like 3-6 Mafia and like shit like that. And 713 is like the Houston area code, I believe. I don't know. It's sus. I would change it, but it's just I'm too deep in now.
Well, that's what's up. All right. I think I've hit the end of my list of questions. Hurt Boy AG is here, so he's doing the next interview. So is there anything that we should touch on that we didn't that we haven't hit that we should discuss? Weed, do you have anything you want to admit to? Any kind of...
Talk about your mixtape, bro.
Yeah.
My mixtape is coming soon.
The name of it is Jugman Weej.
Okay.
We got another EP coming out called Saki World. Saki is the name of our friend, Jack Phoenix, the late, great Jack Phoenix, who passed like last month. But he's like a dope artist, and like he was just one of us. So he's doing like a tribute EP.
Okay. So is it Jugman or Jugman?
Jugman Weed.
Jug, like a jug, yeah, jug of alcohol or something.
It's like a if you're explain jug, bro.
You know,
jug.
I know. I'm just like they're pronouncing it like jug, and I'm just like Jughead from fucking Archie. No, it's not like that. Right. You guys want to shout out your social media or anything?
Yeah, shout out Declan.
What the fuck is that?
Oh wait, you said shout out who? Oh, I thought you
shout
said
out
shout
Declan.
Out someone. Oh, I thought you said shout out.
Get back in the mic.
What you say? Shout out.
I was just saying you should shout out your Twitter or Instagram or whatever it is you want to shout out.
Yeah, it's fucking Young Weej, both of them. Yeah.
Nice. And Young is YUNG, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. John. You talked a bit more than Weej, but somehow I feel like we almost might have learned more about Weej, the viral sensation.
You don't really need words to learn about him.
Right.
Kind of just...
He's just there.
Weej.
He's just holding it down. Well, how would you describe his haircut?
It's fucked up. He needs to get his shit lined up.
Do I get a free Weej t-shirt for doing this interview? That's all I want out of this. All right. John, you want to shout out your...
Analog Shorts on Instagram. Crunkboy713 on Twitter.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Anything else to say?
Shit. Don't do drugs.
Yes, that is... I know you're trying to be funny, but that is actually good advice.
Nah, don't do drugs.
Fuck Molly,
don't even think about doing this. I just pushed it over the limit. I can't. I'm going to have a talk with you and your guidance counselor after the show. All right. Thank you guys very much for coming on the show. It was fun.
Glow.
Glow.
There we go. I mean, you are fucking, you're